All right, guys, I think that's everybody. If you'll bow with me, we'll have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll begin our meeting. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. We're so thankful for this day and so thankful for the period of worship that we've been able to participate in. We pray that everything done has been in accordance with your will. As we gather now as men in this congregation to make the decisions for the congregation, we ask that you would be with us, give us wisdom and the knowledge to do what you would have us to do and do all things in accordance with your will, and that they would be pleasing to you, and that the gospel would be spread here. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, and we ask all these things to your son's name. Amen. All right, guys, I don't have a whole lot today. In fact, I think I only had two things on the agenda. Somebody else might have something here in a minute to add. But first of all, the finances. I got Quicken installed, and I'm almost up to date, and I'll explain to you what I mean by that. As you can see, this is last quarter's. I just did last quarter since we just started a new year. Those numbers are maybe a little bothersome if you don't understand where they're coming from. But remember, in that last quarter, we had the $17,000 insurance. That's the chunk of it. But then we also had our gospel meeting expenses. We also had the replacement of the water heater expenses. We had the lights were purchased as well. So we just had several expenses in that quarter that aren't going to be around every quarter. So that's why that number is where it is. Also, like under income, it says uncategorized. It's all contributions, guys. There's no shady dealings. With the online version of Quicken, it's actually nice for me because it automatically syncs with our bank account, so I don't have to go in and enter every transaction like I have been. But it also, because of that, it will automatically categorize it a certain way. And so we typically look month to month on these. So from now on, I'm not going to go back in the last 4 months, recategorize everything. But from now on, instead of entering in everything, I'll just go and click and make sure everything's in the right category and label. So that's why that you have that uncategorized category. Some of that uncategorized right there for the expenses is even the preachers. Like some of the preacher it put under local preacher, some of it didn't, so I don't know. But that'll be straight moving forward. I just wanted to explain that because those are some differences in case you do look at that and are wondering what's going on. That's why there's some differences there in that. And Dad, if you want to write down, the current balance is, I forgot to write it on this. Just kidding. 139,309. 139,309 is the current balance. So any questions about that?
What's the bank charge?
Again, the bank charge I looked, and that was a couple of those were his checks. So okay. That's, like I said, I don't...
It's just not categorized
correctly. Yeah, it just didn't categorize correctly.
No problem.
If you want more details, I can go look at it for you. But yeah, those are all just categories. And from now on, I'll be updating those from here on out. The other thing I had, because he wouldn't bring it up, and y'all maybe decide it's not worth bringing up either, but the computer on there, that's Dad's computer. He's had it for about 5 years now, haven't you? Isn't that what you told me?
At least five. Yeah.
At least five. He's replaced the battery. The hinges are now coming undone and failing, and he has to hold it. And so does anybody have any problem with him getting another computer? That's purchasing. All right. And because we know he uses it a ton, all the online stuff and everything, so it's kind of a necessity. We've always replaced it in the past. As far as cost, does anybody have a problem with him getting what he needs and trusting him not to get more than he needs, but getting what he needs for the computer? Yeah, I don't think he's going to go get an alien,
Yeah, right.
And I don't, it's...
Well,
yeah.
If I might just add I appreciate you bringing it up, but it is dire in the sense that the next time I open it or the next time I close it, maybe the last time it actually works because the inside is broken and the screen comes apart and I have to squeeze it back together. but as it's not something I can't use right now. So I don't want to get it right now, but I may be getting it before the next business meeting regardless. If it's 2 or 3 more months before I need to do something, it's going to fail completely. The right hinge is completely broken. But when I got this for the first time, we got it to be basically a tablet and a laptop. It's got that bendy back where you can go both ways with it. And I never used that part of it. And so, actually, I don't really want that anymore as far as I thought it would really be helpful in my preaching, but because of my dependence upon what I'm doing, I just a regular laptop, which probably saves some money anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of them are touchscreen.
I do want you to know how much I've appreciated the congregation doing this, especially in the past, because I was able to use the tool. And some other churches, even though it's the preacher's tool, the preacher has to put himself in that kind of stuff. And I don't want to presume that this keeps on going that I would get something, nor do I want to go quickly. I've had masking tape keeping one hinge open once, and I've had to put wires together to make it turn on another one. So
yeah.
Well, again, if you're, as long as I can.
You're just using it to top up bat lines, then that's one thing. But like I said, he uses it for, you know,
all the stuff online.
Basically everything you see electronically with our congregation, it's coming from that laptop, which is quite a bit. So
I would like to say, don't wait too long, you lose your data.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure. Fortunately, most of the stuff I do is backed up in about 4 different places online, but
All right, so that is all that I had for today. Gentlemen, does anybody have anything new? I did have one that I was just told. Nothing that we need to do immediately, sorry. It was Vaughn Staley that asked me to mention it. The parking lot lines are getting apparently pretty worn out, hard to see at night. That's coming from one of our elderly women, and we understand that, so some it might not even bother at all. You might not, just something to be keeping in mind. I have no idea what it costs to restripe the parking lot. I have no idea. Well, when we did it last was like 2017-ish, end of 2017, beginning of 2018 is when it was done last. So it's been about 6 years. Right. Okay. So she asked me to mention it, so I thought I'd mention it.
That could take some white paint. I don't do that.
What's that?
I'll look into what it costs versus like if we just bought the little roller deal and did it ourselves. Like,
yeah, I didn't think about that. That any kid might be just do.
Yeah. No, like they would spray paint for everything. You just load it in the top and you just spray it. Yeah, I might paint chefs though.
Something to look into if we can do it low cost, not too bad. Just that I thought
I would mention. I'm not trying to make one dime. I just like.
No, yeah, you're
save
right.
Save money, yeah.
You're right. So that's all that I have for today. Does anybody have anything else for this afternoon?
Just want to note that we had that special meeting last Sunday. If anyone was not here, that Ian referred to it as far as Cassie losing her faith, and she's never placed membership anywhere else. We have the responsibility to what we can to bring her back and to mark her as a worthy fellowship if she's not willing to. But I've already made a couple of efforts to get in contact. I don't think that anybody is going to really be successful in getting her to answer back. And I could probably talk to Ian and get her phone number if we need to.
Somebody posted it.
Yeah.
Somebody did post it.
We got it from Isaiah, and so if you need that, I can get to you. Rachel posted it on our personal work group message that we made. But
that's a good
one. Yeah. If anybody wants it right now, I can give it to you real quickly. I've got an address too. So her phone number, 817-564-8837. And then the address is 3018 Valley Drive. And it's West Chester, Pennsylvania, 19382.
I don't know how long she's going to be at that address.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, the one question I wanted to ask, this has dragged on so long. Part of it, the holidays and all that kind of stuff is part of it, although that's the last part. But, it was a long while before Ian could bring himself to talk to his parents about it, so he could put that off. They know now, and I'm presuming that Jared does as well. I feel like that efforts, real efforts, should be made this month. Maybe in a month's time to not let this drag on anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Is we've got our information now, so we'll do our due diligence, contact her, try to reach her. Hopefully, someone will have some success. But I know that not much has been had so far, and we can plan on that next step next month. In fact, we haven't had to do anything like this that I can recall since we've not had elders, and so. Typically you're the one that writes up the statements and everything as far as when we address the congregation.
I write something up to approve by the men in the next meeting.
Yeah, next meeting. Assuming nothing changes. Anybody have any objections to that?
Please make an effort. Send her a text, call her, do something. Yeah. See if you can help her. I told y'all a little bit about that. Her father, Wayne Goforth, was a preacher in an institutional church for years and then became a preacher for the non-institutional church. He changed his conviction about that. But late in his life, he's now passed away, but late in his life, he became unfaithful. And it turns out that during her upbringing, that there was some really, really bad, bad stuff going on to the family as well as between him and his wife. And he remarried late in life and died. But home life and the family life is neither parent is well liked by Cassie, and I think by most of the other kids. And so it's been rough for her. We can bring her back by showing love and accountability, asking accountability of her. It would be a good thing. And maybe we can. She really needs our prayers and our efforts.
Anybody else? All right, thanks, guys.